B'tachon for Life, Shir 686, Wednesday, Parshas Kairach. We are discussing the concept of Machsi, and Bezer Hashem, we go back to discussing the Psukim in Yoshev B'Seser. We just wanted to add one point that the Netziv writes in Parshas Behar. An amazing concept in being able to understand the benefits of feeling Machsi. The Psukim over there in Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Chaf Hei and Chavav, the Psukim discuss a person that lost his money, Rachmana Litzlan, and he had to sell some of his property to be able to live. And the halacha is that there's something called a goyel, which means a relative, and he goes and he buys the field, and that's how he keeps the field in the mishpacha. But then the Pasuk says, V'ish ki lo yiyal a goyel, a person that does not have someone to redeem his field, V'hisiga yaday, and he made money, U'matza kedei geulasai, and he has the ability to buy back his own field. And the Netziv asks a very obvious question. Why does the Pasuk have to say V'ish ki lo yiyal a goyel? Why is it relevant that a person doesn't have a goyel? Even if a person does have a relative, maybe he made money and he's able to buy back his field. Why is the Torah stressing V'ish ki lo yiyal a goyel? And the Netziv says a very powerful concept. He says that the Torah is teaching us that when a person does not have a goyel, he has no one else to rely on. He relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He feels machsi. When a person has a goyel, he relies on his relative. And therefore, he doesn't necessarily feel machsi of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And therefore, he might not see the Yeshua himself. But when a person does not have a goyel, he has nobody else to rely on. He is compelled to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is compelled to feel Oymar LaShem Machsium Tzudasi. He's compelled to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. And then V'hisiga Yadai. Be'ezer Hashem, he'll be Zoicha to get his Parnasa back and be able to buy back his field. And that's why the Torah is stressing it. You want to see a Yeshua, you have to create a feeling of Lo Yiyal Goyel. You have no one else to rely on. And that's the purpose of feeling machsi. That's the purpose of Perek Yoshev B'Seser, like we said. Saying these psukim and internalizing the concepts that I don't have a goyel, I have no one else to rely on besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if I do have someone to rely on, but if I turn my reliance to Hashem, He will help me, instead of relying on what seems to be able to help me. If I feel Yoshev B'Seser Elyon, the Rabbeinu Shalom Be'ezer Hashem help me. And that should be our attitude as we approach Machsi. We don't have a goyel. We only have one goyel. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu.